The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 94. Our initial destination was the town of Denawali, which, as I said earlier, lay about 20 to 25 kilometers from where we were now. Probably it would take us most of the day to get there. The plan was to then take the train from Denawali to the coastal town of Barobo, and from there we would head back across the ocean home. The trek on our camels was somewhat slower than I was used to. It is true that the route to Denawali was mostly uphill, but the terrain was not difficult. It was a kind of rolling grassland sprinkled lightly with a few shade trees. Really quite a pleasant countryside. What was slowing us slightly was that there were now two of us riding each of the camels. Roger and Albie on the first, Hobie and Tiffany on the second, Audrey and Jocelyn on the third, and, bringing up the rear, Corinne and I. It had been my choice for us to take the last place, as I thought it might provide the opportunity for a little surreptitious smooching. I was not wrong, but I don't know if you have ever kissed someone whilst traveling on the back of a camel, but it is not the easiest of propositions. We, that is Corinne and I, ended up banging our teeth together a couple of times, which took away from the moment somewhat. We were enthusiastic about each other and persisted. By exercising some care and attempting to fall into the rhythm of the camel's movements, we were able to manage. One unintended consequence of this careful romancing was that we were slowly falling farther and farther behind the others, until at one point, when I turned forward again to catch my breath and correct our course, I could no longer see the others ahead of us. As the terrain ahead was fairly unobstructed, I realized that the rest of our group must be quite a ways ahead indeed. We put the spurs to our mount, not literally, of course, and curtailing our kissing, raced forward in an attempt to catch up the others. A short burst of this sufficed. As we crested a little hillock, we were able to see Audrey and Jocelyn rolling along ahead of us. Our drifting off the back of the group had not even been noticed by the others. This inattentiveness of our party was going to cause difficulties in the future.